Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Welcome to a very special edition of American Acapella during Conducting Conversations.
Oh, sorry, my phone just went off. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, when this is a different time for us, isn't it?
This is a whole new thing. I've even decided we won't use the traditional American Acapella intro, just so we don't throw people off, or the traditional Conducting Conversations intro.
You think it's going to scare them if they hear the wrong thing at the wrong time?
Well, they'd be confused. So this is American Acapella during the prime time that is normally reserved for Conducting Conversations.
Yeah, we bumped out Conducting Conversations because we're better.
There we go. Well, I don't know about that, but
that's your show too.
They're both my shows. But at any rate, we are here. We're happy to be here, and we're going to take this opportunity to have a show that is based around the Harmony Sweeps competition. This is an annual event that takes place, been going on for almost 30 years now, I think. And lots of people have performed over the years at Harmony Sweeps in various regional competitions. And we're very happy to announce that the Boston area competition, which took place a couple weeks ago, has another barbershop quartet winner.
Yes, again.
Again. So Timepiece is the new winner that is going on from the Boston region on to San Francisco next week to compete in the national finals. And that's an amazing event. I've had the privilege of competing there twice myself. And there are so many talented singers. And we're going to give you a little variety and example of those singers tonight. Jamie, the first one up is last year's national winners, which, again, were from Boston. So very proud of that. They're called Women of the World. What do we know about them?
Women of the World, Mike, represents 9 countries. These beautiful 4 women.
4 women, it must obviously, so there are a lot of backgrounds there.
21 languages.
Wow.
And they've sung with some of the best. I mean, they've sung with artists like Bobby McFerrin, and they've been with the Boston Pops Orchestra. But I think you'll tell by the sound of this group that it's not your regular a cappella group that we normally know on the show, but a great sound.
All right, let's listen to a song that they performed last year. Well, Jamie, a very pleasing, mellow sound from Women of the World.
Yeah, very different than what we're used to hearing on the show. But
no beatbox, no...
No beatbox, yeah. No barbershop. It's...
just soothing.
Soothing, worldly right. music.
Worldly music. All right, we're going to... Well, speaking of barbershop, I mentioned that Timepiece is the new winner of the Boston region. Unfortunately, they don't have a CD out yet, so I thought what I'd do is I'd go back in time and find the very first national championship winners that were a barbershop quartet. They're from California, called Metropolis. We've featured them before. You've seen them live, Jamie.
Yes, I have.
And they're a great group, very talented gentlemen. Unfortunately, not together anymore, but they won the national championship in 1998. And at that time, they sang a song, which we're going to present for you now, called Sweet Georgia Brown.
She just got here yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Things are hot here now, they say. There's a big change in town.
And all of the gals
are jealous, there's no doubt. Still, the fellas rave about my sweet, oh so sweet, Georgia Brown. Georgia Brown. Well, no gal mate has got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown. A two-levy, but oh so neat as sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and want to die for sweet Georgia Brown.
I'll tell you just why, I'll tell you just why.
You know I don't lie,
not me,
not much. Well, it's been said she knocks him dead when she lands him down. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools him down. Fellas, she can't get
our
fellas, she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her sweet Georgia Brown. You know that all those hips, the border slips to sweet Georgia Brown. Wow, she buys clothes at fashion shows with $1 down. Oh boy, tip your hats, oh joy, she's the cat. Who's that, Mister? Take my sister, sweet, my ever-loving, sweet little Georgia Brown. The best gal in town, mine is sweet, ever-loving, sweet Miss Georgia.
Obviously, a live performance that the audience really loved back in 1998.
Wow.
Metropolis.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. We're going to do two more groups in this segment. And, Jamie, they're both ones that were competing in the Boston region this past couple weeks ago.
That's right.
The first one is Harmonic North.
Yes, and we're going to play songs off of 10 songs in the key of 3. And now that's important because Harmonic North is not your typical 4-part or 5 or bigger. They're actually 3. Just 3 guys, 2 tenors, and a baritone slash bass.
And this song that they're going to do is very interesting. Pay close attention to the lyric. It's called Hallelujah.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya?
It goes like this,
the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift, the baffled king composing Alleluia. your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew your world. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
to you. Now every day since way back when I say the course, so come me in, I have forgotten ballad.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
Have Harmonic North, three guys that are very, very clever. Not quite the full sound that you'd hear from a larger group or a quartet with the harmonies, but very clever, very ingenious.
No, that's what I said. It sounds lack, for lack of a better word, naked compared to what we're used to hearing.
Compared to the full sound of a bigger group, right. This next group is From Out of Town.
From Out of Town, yes. They are actually not from our town, because they're from the Boston area. They've been on the Boston a cappella scene for a little while now.
I think we should probably spell that for everyone, since they can't see it. Fermata is not from out of.
That's
but
correct.
Fermata, Fermata. So if you're checking them out on a website.
Yes, and it used to be a group. It was founded in the 90s, but there was a Boston-based group called the Testostertones.
Hey, that's very good. You did that good. You slowed
and
down.
The founding member of that group created this fresh new co-ed a cappella group. So we're going to take a listen to them, and we're going to listen to Not 'Cause You're Mine.
All right. We'll check that out and then take a short break and be back with more of American a cappella on Conducting Conversations.
Envy is a waste of time. When I'm all alone, my mind feels confined. So I push through the struggle, 'cause the climb is worth it. I'll be okay. Just for who you are.
It's been a while now since I saw your face. Making it somehow when you're with another girl at your place. It's nothing to cry about, 'cause in the end I know that I'll be okay. All because I love you. Just
just for who you are.
Cause you're mine.
Love you.
Why even try if you can't share truth together?
You'll find love when you're lying to each other.
All the time.
You gotta let yourself breathe. And when the time comes, remember that it's not cause you're mine.
That time when I met your ex-boy, could have gone the same but kept it cool and got to know him. And now we're friends but you see him from time to time. See, he doesn't faze me, all because I love you just for who you are. I love you just for who you are. I love you just for who you are. I love you. Why even try if you can't share truth together?
You won't find love when you're lying to each other. You gotta let yourself breathe. And when the time comes, remember that it's not cause you're mine. What are you scared about? Just speak honestly.
It isn't love that's mine, it's just jealousy, yeah.
You live by rules that weren't written by you and me.
When love is strong, you don't need rules, just set it free. You live by rules not written by you and me.
When love is strong, you don't need rules, just set it free.
Welcome back to American Acapella on Conducting Conversations. I'm
what?
Mike Maino.
What?
What? We're confusing everybody now.
American Conducting Conversations Acapella.
Yeah, there you go. And you're?
I'm Jamie Jones.
There you go. Just so we get that in so everyone's not too confused.
I was confused by the show.
So. I should explain that we had a little scheduling issue with Conducting Conversations, and we straightened that out during the week here at our radio station on WCRI, and that left an opening for American Acapella, which we couldn't play last week because
let's,
of
let's
the
be
schedule.
Honest, we got bumped.
Well, yeah, American Acapella got bumped, and but here we are now in prime time.
Prime time. They might like us enough that we stay here.
Well, that what would happen to my Conducting Conversations show?
We'll talk about that later.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, anyway, we're happy to be here. We're talking about Harmony Sweeps and the wonderful competition that takes place out in the San Francisco Bay Area. And it's a beautiful event with lots of talented singers. And we're very proud of the fact that Timepiece, a barbershop quartet from the Northeast, has won the Boston region and will be going out there. And they will be competing against this next group, Jamie, which you dug out of your archives, called Business Casual.
Yes, Business Casual is from the Bay Area. It's a 5-person group, 3 males, 2 females. And they have a new EP out called Eyes on Me. And we're going to play one of the songs from that EP to hear a little bit about their sound. And when we come back, we'll mention the other groups that are in this contest, so you guys will have a heads up on who will be at the Harmony Sweeps. This next song we're going to listen to is called Shining Star by Business Casual.
Baby, you're a shining, shining star, baby. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. When you wish upon a star, dreams will take you very far. Yada, yada. When you wish upon a dream, oh, life ain't always what it seems. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you see on nights so clear?
Well, it sounds like Timepiece are going to have some serious competition out in California when they get there.
Yeah, that's right. And the other groups, as I said, will mention who else is in this. Well, Bay Area is represented by who we just heard, Business Casual. Mid-Atlantic is Stiletta. Sorry, I drooled. They're gorgeous women. Six gorgeous women in that group. They're my favorite. Pacific Northwest is Straighter Road. Chicago is the group Remedy. For New York, we have Low Key. Los Angeles is the Blue Sets Quintet. And of course, as Mike just said, our very own Boston is Timepiece.
Now, Timepiece has had a pretty significant year in the fact that they've also won the Northeastern District Quartet Championship, which is quite an accomplishment for the young men that they are. They were a college quartet, and now they're the Northeastern District champions, and now Boston Regional champions going on to San Francisco. Going back in time, I mentioned that we played Metropolis earlier, who were the first barbershop quartet to win the National Harmony Sweeps. In 2006, there was another quartet that came along called High Fidelity. They won, and I thought I'd play a cut from them, kind of representing Timepiece, if you will, and they'll be singing Blackbird.
Blackbird, Blackbird. coming home
tonight.
It's tonight.
Ooh, now, that hurt.
Lurch, it's a little high. It's a little high.
Pack up all my care and woe. Here I go, singing lower. Bye, bye, blackbird. Oh no, where somebody waits for me. Sugar sweet key of G. Bye, bye, blackbird. Well, anybody recognize this stupid key? I think it's a G, but we belong in D. At least we're not repeating ourselves. At least we're not repeating ourselves.
It's deja vu all over again.
High scores, bye-bye. There's a funny little key that keeps slipping by me, just this side of an F sharp. Natural. Sharp, it should have been E, but it ended up D. But oh, how we settle for A, not E, A. They said total center just fell. How the heck can they tell? This song's gone straight to H-E-L. P.
I almost said something. Come on, guys. Come on, guys, we can do this.
One more time, let's pick a key, sing it sweet as can be. Bye, bye, bad keys. Now nobody laughs at me, we're all right, can't you see? Bye, bye, bad keys. Let's just ask the judges, aren't we doing well? Groofer Thought thinks we're in the key of L. Pick a key or we will face coming in dead last place.
Dead?
Blackbird, bye, 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 bye. Get lost, Blackbird. Who pissed Blackbird? So long, you Blackbird. Bye.
This Blackbird will never fly.
Hope we don't dissatisfy.
Give the atoms one more try.
Now we're in the key of
Y. Oh,
now, High Fidelity is a quartet that performs, how do I say this? They do funny bits and things while they're
yeah, all those key changes and stuff.
Right, and, right. And jokes. They do a lot of jokes and stuff. Yeah. They're not your straightforward, although they can. They do a lot of acting and things while they
right.
They
it's interesting that the first quartet champions, Metropolis, back in 1998, were that kind of quartet also, kind of a lot of novelty and fun on the stage. And then in 2002, a quartet called Perfect Gentlemen won, and they're a Disney-based group, and they were very entertaining, a lot of dancing and singing and telling jokes. And now High Fidelity in 2006 with that same kind of not stand-up straight barbershop that a lot of people are used to, but
right.
Very entertaining. And now we're going to go to a quartet that I was in when I had the privilege of being in the competition.
You
road
sang?
Show. Occasionally.
Occasionally.
And this is, we're very proud of the fact that they had a 25th anniversary CD that was produced by Harmony Sweeps, the National A Cappella Festival, and they chose us to open up the disc. So this is the first cut on the 25th anniversary concert from 2009, and it's me greeting the audience and then singing 16 Tons.
It's great to see all your smiling faces. And for Roadshow, it's great to be back here once again. We were here in 2004 and couldn't wait to come back. We're going to do a song for you now that was popular in the 1950s. Is there anyone in the audience besides myself that's over 35? Anybody? Okay, good. This was made popular by a man named Tennessee Ernie Ford. Any idea what the song might be? 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. With a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble, my middle name. Well, I was raised in a cave right by an old mama line. Ain't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
16 tons.
16
tons.
Yeah. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't. A lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. You call me, cause I can't go. I owe my company store.
Company store. Company store.
Jamie, that year the Roadshow competed, 2009, there were four barbershop quartets out of the nine contestants.
Oh, wow.
And it was an amazing thing. It was us along with the men's quartet called Three Men and a Melody, great guys, and two Sweet Adeline quartets, one called Love Notes, which was the audience favorite that year, and they went on to win the international championship of Sweet Adeline's International last year.
Huh.
And then the most famous quartet, probably, and the winners of that year, Max Factor. And I say most famous because not only did they win the Harmony Sweeps that year, they also went on to win the International Championship of Sweet Adelines and be in the first run of the Sing-Off on NBC.
Oh, so really?
They got a lot of PR. So let's close out this segment by listening to the song they did when they were competing back then, and it's called Don't Break the Heart That Loves You.
Don't you go breaking my heart today, just listen what I gotta say. Don't break the heart that loves you, handle it with care. Don't break the heart that needs you, darling, please be fair. Why do you flirt and constantly hurt me? Why do you treat our love so carelessly, so carelessly? You know I'm just so jealous of you, yet you seem to try to go out of your way to be unkind. Sweetheart, I'm begging of you, don't break the heart that loves you.
Don't break
this heart of mine. Don't break the heart that loves you. Baby, won't you handle it with some care? Don't break the heart that needs you. Darling, please be fair. Why do you flirt and constantly hurt me? You know you only hurt me when you treat our love so carelessly. Treat me carelessly. You know I'm so darned. Yeah, she's jealous of you, yet you always seem to try to go out of your way to be unkind. You know you really drive me out of my mind. Sweetheart, I'm begging of you, don't break the heart that loves you, honey. Don't you go breaking this heart up. You're breaking my heart cause I fell from the start. Don't you go breaking my heart.
We are back on American Acapella / Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And Jamie, we've got another song from Harmonic North.
That's right. This song is a little bit different. the name of it's called Incredible Oatmeal, as you can tell by the name of the song. And it's off of their 10 songs in the key of 3. Harmonic North, of course, is three gentlemen, which, well, like we said, is a little bit different than the sound we're used to hearing. But it's something something they do very well.
And very entertaining.
So let's take a listen to Harmonic North with Incredible Oatmeal.
Oatmeal, incredible oatmeal. It's edible, whole grain goodness, so indelible. It is tasteable and smellable oatmeal. It's piping hot oatmeal. It's in the pot oatmeal. We'll hit the spot too.
Good morning, William.
D.W.
Good day, James.
Gentlemen.
Bill, I couldn't help but notice this morning you were in and out of that water closet in record time.
I'll say, anchors away.
Well, lads, the spirit is a-moving within me these days like never before.
Tell us your secret.
I think you already know.
Oatmeal, beyond belief oatmeal.
Beyond relief oatmeal
makes you feel invincible, just in case you're not convincible oatmeal. Throw in the fruit oatmeal.
It makes me toot.
Oatmeal will surely suit you. Don't forget the peanut butter. Yum.
Well, Jamie, we've made an exception to American Acapella now, but that's because it's Conducting Conversations. We can get away with it.
Right. And I threw you a curveball because, you know, I'd like to do that every now and then.
Right. That was a non-acapella performance completely. In other words, they had a little instrument in the background, but it was very entertaining, very funny, and it was short, so that's okay.
That's right. That's
so
right.
We'll now go on to the other group that we talked about from out of town, singing Stereo Hearts.
It's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Uh-oh. Make me a radio, turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo.
If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I ask you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like Ricky, yeah, chicken townies, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, sing it soft in your ear and grab it by the hand. Just keep it stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And know my heart's a stereo that only plays for you.
Oh, my heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. And my thoughts in every note. Oh, make me a radio. Turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo.
Let's go! If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it louder every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase magic batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hand. Just keep it stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And know my heart's a stereo that only plays for you.
Oh, my heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh.
Jamie, we're going to close this American a cappella slash conducting conversation show with a group that was a favorite of ours years ago, competed in the Harmony Sweeps, and did a routine that we both thought was great.
Yes, absolutely.
This is a group called Chapter 6, and I think you'll all enjoy this. It's from The Wizard of Oz, and it's their take, more or less.
That's right.
And so it's all a cappella, and that's the good thing. So we'll close with Chapter 6, singing The Wizard of Oz. And this was a very enjoyable event for me, putting this on the conducting conversation stage, if you will.
That's right. We're going to bump your show from now on.
Well, we'll see what happens. But we'll be back next month with American Acapella. And for those conducting conversations fans, we'll see you next week at our regular time.
Chapter 6's very own 6-minute version of The Wizard of Oz. Our story begins with a young girl named Dorothy, who lived on a farm in Kansas with her dog Toto and a pleasant tenor voice.
Thank you!
She was happy there, but often dreamed of a faraway place.
Somewhere over the I
wouldn't you know, a big tornado picked up her house, spun it around, and it landed in a strange new place.
Bank.
She was in Munchkin Land, in the Land of Oz, where she met some friendly Munchkins. Unfortunately, she also met the Wicked Witch of the West.
I'll get you my pretty and your little dog too.
Dorothy was concerned about all this, but fortunately, the Munchkins simply told her.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Dorothy took their advice, was on her way to the Emerald City, where the great Wizard of Oz would help her find a way home. On the way, however, she met an amazing scarecrow. Although he had no brain and made entirely of hay, he was still able to sing.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching. If I only had a brain.
Ooh. So the Scarecrow decided to join Dorothy, and soon the two of them came across a Tin Woodsman who didn't sing a solo.
What?
Anyway, the Tin Man needed a heart and joined them on their journey through the dark forests of Oz. They soon began to worry about.
Lions
and tigers
and bears.
Oh my!
Lions
and tigers
and bears.
Oh my! Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my! Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my! Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my!
If I were the king of the forest, not the queen, not the duke, not the prince. My real robes of the forest would be satin, not cotton, not chintz.
Luckily, he was a really big wimp.
Nice to meet you.
So the Cowardly Lion joined them to get some nerve, and soon all four were singing together.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a whiz of a whiz, if ever a whiz there was. If ever a whiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
They finally made it to the Emerald City, where the great wizard told them,
Kill the wicked, wicked witch of the west.
So they did.
I'm melting.
Then the wizard granted all of their wishes, even though the wizard was a fraud, and the film almost destroyed my childhood and I almost murdered my mother, but we won't get into that. They sang happily.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, old witch.
The wicked witch.
Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
And so, after her incredible adventures in Oz, Dorothy awoke to find herself back home in Kansas, go Jayhawks, where she lived happily ever after.
Happy little bluebirds fly beyond the